My foolish heart.
All right. Good morning, Harlan Shun Honors Jazz Band. This is Tom Zinniger. I'm going to be giving you guys some comments on your performance today. Very much looking forward to it.
Now You Know, arranged by Joe Gallardo. Again, let me kindly remind you to silence all electronics and refrain from leaving or entering the area during the performance. Thank you for your attendance. Please help me join in welcoming Harlan Shun High School Honors Jazz Band.
Way to go for that tempo right off the bat. Love it. Yeah, good feel pianist. A lot of complex stuff already. Awesome. Good job. Saxes, just a few little intonation issues on that unison and melodic line up front. I know that's hard to come in cold and have to nail some unisons right away. Yeah, trumpet section, so you guys are projecting really, really well to the back of the hall here. Trombones didn't quite match that power, so if you guys could, you know, try to play up to the trumpets, that would make it even more awesome. Just a little bit of an ensemble issue there with the rhythm section looked like, but you guys had a really good recovery. Very impressed with the bass handling this tempo on acoustic bass. That's really great for any high schooler to be able to do that, so really good job. The bass isn't not coming out super clearly, at least from where I am. So I'm, you know, of course, EQ issues and all that stuff in a performance space you're not used to always makes it challenging. Good job staying in time on that syncopated stuff. Great. You guys are really good at projecting the, I guess I could call it the easier stuff. Make sure we're taking just as much care with all the little notes in those lines. And I'm talking both from the horn players and from drums. Any of those little fill eighth notes, the little embellishments, make sure we're not throwing them away and that they rush and don't have time. Like the end of that, you could have a little more clarity on it. Yeah, awesome job. Way to have that energetic opener. That piece always works well to get a jazz show going, so good programming there. One thing about it, in regards to bass player, again, awesome job handling that tempo. One thing that maybe that would help get a little bit more projection out of the attacks and have a little more clarity in the line is to have your right hand be just a little bit lower, a little more towards the bridge. Or I'm always telling my bass players to try plucking very near the bottom of the fingerboard, and you are maybe 3 or 4 inches above that, which gives you a flabbier sound in a way. So experiment with exactly where to have your right hand for ultimate clarity of the bass line. Really nice sounds here. Yeah, sax solos. Excellent job. Good tone quality. Make sure when you add your vibrato that the pitch doesn't go a little bit flat. It's okay if you're, you know, bending or something like that, but just make sure it doesn't sit down there for too long. A few little bass intonation issues there. I know that's tough on acoustic, especially if you're not used to playing that instrument. But you never want bass to be out of tune at all, because that's going to make the rest of the group sound a little wonky. The sax soloist, I mean, you're doing a really, really nice job. To take this to the next level, you can work on a little bit more of your own personal phrasing on this melody. Experiment with playing certain passages of the melody, maybe just a tiny bit behind. You probably don't want to do any rushing, that kind of rubato with this style, but laying back some of it, changing a few little rhythms there will help it sound a little more authentic. Yeah, nice phrasing on the improv solo here. Good. I think the horns could maybe be a tiny bit softer here, just to let the soloists are to not have this have to make the soloist project so much over it, so he can still use some dynamics in his solo there. I think the top end of that background dynamics was good. Just maybe the average or the middle of it could be a little softer. Nice crescendo there. That was good. Again, just a few tiny intonation issues in the saxes. Can be very tough to tune those really complex chords like this. Cool effect there with the saxes holding out. I like this arrangement. Good little melody there, Bones. It's nice and balanced. You guys are doing a really good job in general being smooth with this style. You could push that even further if you have the chops for it. And it can be tough to play very lyrically, especially on trombones, without smearing. But some of the note transitions in this piece could be even smoother. You just want to maximize those contrasts, those differences in style, in articulation between our different jazz idioms. Yeah, nice cadenza, nice. Wow, very cool. Yeah, excellent job. That's not the easiest thing to do an on-time cadenza like that. If you want to take it to the next level, just maybe getting a little bit more rhythmic variety. You could have a few faster runs, but I appreciate you being really controlled with that. Cool thing with just this accent. Nice use of vibrato there with no tone. Love that. Yeah, really, really nice performance overall so far. Looking forward to see what's next. Introduction here with the trombones. I think, you know, there's a couple different ways to approach this. The trombones were approaching that line a little bit more like it was a concert band type of thing, where each note has a bit of a swell, a direction on it. Once the saxes and trumpets came in, it became a little bit more stylistic to the jazz idiom, where the notes had a little bit more of a block shape, not as much swell in the middle of them. So, I don't know, it might match a tiny bit more if the trombones played with that characteristic at the beginning. It's more of just a matter of taste. It was fine the way it was. Just balance-wise, I'm not sure how much you guys are controlling this, but I feel like bass is just a little bit too heavy compared to the rest of the ensemble. It was like that in the other pieces as well. I'm just noticing maybe even more in this one. Make sure we're not rushing any of those do-ba-do-ba in the trombones compared to how it was in the drums. I'm always trying to tell my groups that no matter what, the horns, saxes, trumpets, trombones can never, ever, ever be ahead of drums. Speaking of drums, you have a really nice feel to this style. I feel like the dynamics in the rhythm section are not quite matching what I'm hearing on the right side of the band with the horns. The horns are almost always will play better dynamics if the rhythm section is pushing them. It's sometimes hard to pay attention to that. We're trying to make sure that the rhythm section is doing just as, if not more, dynamic contrast than the horn section. Yeah, really nice section through here. Sax is doing an excellent job of staying under the soloist and being balanced with each other, playing with a good style, good sound. I like that more transparent sound they're getting here. Really cool playing out of the trombonist. Awesome. this is really tough stuff. This is a very contemporary jazz style, and you guys are handling this very well. Great job. Hey, good solo. Good solo. Nice use of contrasting range in the trumpet solo. It had a nice, beautiful sounding low note, and you went right up or pretty high right after that. So good solo construction. Enjoy that. Nice trumpet solo. I feel like the band, those last several bars of the solo might have been just a tiny bit overbalancing the soloist. I mean, of course, you could always, they could have cranked him higher in the mic and that would have, you know, allowed us to hear him better. But even having said that, I feel like the band was just playing a little bit too projected. And then that next section right after the trumpet solo, it would have been nice to have the band kind of jump up in energy level. And it kind of just stayed the same. So I always try to make sure that each section of a piece is sectionalized to make the performance have clarity. Trading with the drums, an excellent job. Time is really solid everywhere. Yeah, Bones. Very nice use of flute texture. I could hear the flute really well, so that's good balance. Yeah, bone soloist, you nice job choosing the cool sounding notes to play. Yeah, and done that ninth there. There we go. Good resolution there. Could have just kept on the ninth there if that would have worked as well. That's I get enjoyment out of finding that right note to end on. It's always a fun game to play. Excellent performance so far. I'm very much enjoying the stylistic variety you guys are presenting in this program. That's a really cool opening line there that I know how challenging that phrasing can be. You guys really nailed it. Love having the little percussion instruments in the horns. Cool stuff. I like how you trumpets were leaning into those syncopated hits. Ba-do-bam, ba-do-bam. You could do that even more with the breath accents, less with the tongue. I think always gets better style. Yeah, really cool licks. Again, a very impressive tempo. Yeah. Nice use of some of chromatic passing tones, all that bebop language in the trumpet solo. Excellent job. Nice pacing on this solo. I like how it's building towards the climax. Good job. Good dynamic contrast there. Harder to hear that trumpet solo. I think it's a solo. Group solo going on, maybe. Yeah, pianist really, really nice overall. One just really tiny suggestion is just try to play with a little bit less pedal so that some of those really cool lines that you're playing don't kind of run together. I think your hand skills, your finger placement, all that stuff's good enough. You don't need to rely on the pedal nearly as much. Yeah, excellent piano solo. Conga work is awesome. Getting really nice sounds out of those drums. In some ways, almost too much sound is coming out. I'm not even sure if a mic is on the congas, but it's almost overbalancing the band at a few places. Yeah, trumpets. All right. Good strong ending there. Thank you all so much for your performance. Really enjoyed it. Just a few little things there, a few saxophone intonation issues in the first couple of numbers. I feel like you guys straightened that out. I didn't hear it as much in the second two, so I don't know if any adjustments were made or just enough warm air got into the horns that fixed kind of those issues. Like I said, maybe a little bit of a bass overbalancing issue, but that likely is not your all's fault or anything. I know it's hard to plan for sound in spaces like this. But overall, really, really nice performance. Like I said, enjoyed the stylistic diversity. Maybe, you know, if I had to be really picky there, maybe I would have loved to hear a little bit more kind of medium to downswing. It was a, you know, you had quite a bit of stylistic diversity in your Latin styles, and then just that really fast swing thing to begin with, of course. But overall, really, really nice job. Enjoyed it very much. As always, Harlingen, thank you so much.